And there is a man walking from Morristown and Hazleton. He's walking down Highway 16 West carrying a very big stick. On this stick are dozens of eagle feathers, each representing a life impacted by cancer. Daybreak's George Baker stopped this man walking westbound and began a conversation by asking who this mysterious man is.
My name is Floyd Mowat Sr., Gitxsan Territory, Gitimax Reserve. My house is the Frog House. My chief is Jogoslay. He's my uncle, Ted Mowat. Approximately 2 weeks before the 27th of this month, when we started the walk in Smithers, I was approached by Melanie Smoke. And she asked me if I would like to go on a walk with her for cancer. And I told her I smoke cigarettes, and she said, that don't matter to me. It's like, I carry a pack with me, but she said, that ain't the purpose. It's you're walking for someone else. So when I accepted her offer, I walked down to the river and I found these two pieces of wood. This one here describes the sorrow that they have to go through, but they can come up. There's always a way back up from getting down. Well, look, see how far down it is? That's where people with cancer are. They're right down here. But if they keep fighting, see, and then they have a little downfall, but you can get up. You can make it to the top of your life, where you want to live forever. Me, I grew up a suicidal maniac. I used to sleep on that yellow line. That was my comfort zone when I was a young man. On Highway 16, the Highway of Tears. Well, Melanie asked me if I'd like to join her, and I accepted. So, like I say, I walked down to the river and I found these two pieces that spoke to me. As you can see, the wind is really beating up my stick here. It's cracking it. Like I say, I'm determined. I'll fix it. I've had one stick break on me and I fixed it and still help. But I intend to get to Rupert, because this is, all these feathers here represent a lost soul to cancer. And I'll probably have a lot more on there by the time I get to Rupert. I don't count, sir. I just accept them, tie them on. To me, you know, you can't count lives. Like, someone could say there's three people standing here, but you know, in my culture, you don't know how many spirits are with us. That's why I don't fear being out here by myself. I got protection from everything I can. This one pouch here, my sister put on there to collect the sadness from the Highway of Tears. Because she said, I grew up so horrible in a residential school that I understand sadness and horror pretty good. So I don't mind carrying the sorrow for people. And then this blue one on top was given to me by my uncle Keith Mowat, who blessed it and blessed all my feathers and my stick to give me a safe journey. And he said, anything that this collects, that'll protect me from. So I have no worries of being an angry person while I walk. That's why as you see, I wave to everybody. It doesn't matter, you know. Sooner or later, someone in your family will be affected. And I figure if you wave, you at least acknowledge the fact that somewhere down the road, you might be in sorrow yourself. Because like me, I just got over a broken leg three places in my left leg. That's because the last walking stick I built, I tore it apart after, and I told the elders about it, and they told me that's why my leg broke in three places. You cannot dismantle one of these after you put it together because of all the things it gathered. See? But these two, we had them blessed so they can come off. See, but everything else will stay on the stick until it decides to fall off itself. I lost three feathers to the Highway of Tears. Beautiful. It's a beautiful feeling. I took on this responsibility. When I knocked on the first door and the first person gave me a feather, that made me accountable for this walk. So I started at 10 o'clock Sunday, or Wednesday, right by A&W where I found them. And the reason I went to A&W was there was a lady that was going to chemo, and she had no feathers, so she gave me the earrings that she was wearing that day. So I'm walking for people going for treatment. I'm walking for people that have passed on from cancer. You know, any kind of cancer whatsoever, if you had it in your family, whatever, I ask people to give me something I could tie on here. My friend that I've known all my life, I bugged him and bugged him, and he finally gave me something.
That is Floyd Mowat Sr. He is still walking towards Prince Rupert. And it really caught my attention, Russell, when he said, I just lost three feathers and it was a beautiful thing. And at first I didn't understand why that was a good thing, that he was losing the feathers on this special staff that's in memory of people who have suffered from cancer. But then I realized what he meant. He meant that their spirit had been released, the sorrow had been released. A very interesting individual, and I'd like to hear from listeners about a special pilgrimage they may have taken and where they went, what it was for. You can let us know via email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.